I've never known anyone with a dragon. What does he look like?
Just a plain ordinary dragon.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Plain Ordinary Dragon, the podcast. So glad you're here today. We're so happy that you've decided to take some of your time and spend it with us, being that precious resource that it is. So thank you. We appreciate it. We appreciate you. Today is a Dragon Bites day, and we're going to talk a little bit about when the excitement fades. And that is, crazy enough, this is something that is really important to me today. And the reason is because I get inside my own head sometimes. And that's a little bit of what this is about. It's about trying not to be in your own head. And so we'll talk a little bit more about that. You can, of course, read this article on the website, plainordinarydragon.com. You can go click on the POD articles in the menu and find it there if you want to. I'll also include a link in the show notes. You know, industry's worst show notes. Those are mine. There will be a link there that goes to this in case you want to read it instead of listening to it. I've been feeling really down lately, and I'm sure some of it's part of the shelter at home quarantine kind of jazz that's going on in the world today. So I'm sure that's part of it. I've also been really bummed about not being able to figure out all of the remote stuff and the schedules and all that, and not bringing more interviews. So I've been having a real hard, heavy time with this in the last several days. And because the podcast has shifted a little bit, it's pivoted a little bit from what I envisioned it to be. And I think that's a normal growth rate for businesses and projects and things along those lines. You know, it doesn't always turn out exactly the way that you had envisioned it, but it sometimes turns out better. So I was just going to share that with you that this particular article, this particular podcast is really important to me because it hits me right in the feels. So I hope this is good for you as well. Here we go. When the excitement fades. A new project is so exciting. All the possibility lies in front of us. We haven't started the grind yet. We haven't started the hard work to make the vision a reality. Everything is exciting. Then we can have a moment, a day, a week, a month, or a year where you get into a self-doubt kind of funk. Do you remember when you started on your adventure, the adventure you're now on the fence about? What has changed? Are you less capable now? Probably not. We do, however, convince ourselves with our internal self-defeating scripts, questioning everything we know or believe, that we aren't going to succeed. Most of us have battled with self-doubt over the years. Some of us struggle constantly. Some of us occasionally. In general, we all have taken a voyage on the USS Doubt at some point in our lives. Emotions are funny things sometimes, possibly at all times. We can point to why we are happy or sad when there is a defining moment or situation we are experiencing. However, a good part of the time, we don't know exactly why we feel the way we feel. It could have something to do with our diet or with our stress levels. Maybe we are depressed and we need to talk. Maybe we are in love. So many possibilities exist. If we strip away the emotions for a few minutes, and this is really tough to do many times, but if we strip away the emotions for a few minutes and analyze our situation, take stock of where we are currently, we find the reality is much different than the script in our head. We are just as capable today as we were the moment we set out on our quest, project, or vision. In fact, maybe even more so than we were at the beginning. So what's different? The story we tell ourselves. The internal script telling us we haven't achieved enough, fast enough, to be valued, to be validated, tells us this lie. We could probably delve into the reasons why we have this script, but that's not really important to this discussion. What is important is realizing it's not true and then taking action appropriately. The challenge is the realization we are dealing with this issue at the moment we are struggling. Let me say that again. The challenge is the realization in the moment where we are dealing with this issue, where we are struggling. It's tough. Sometimes we just simply don't see the bubble when we are inside it. So, how do we recognize and adjust? What I find most effective is never letting self-doubt start in the first place. If we speak to our strengths each day, it becomes tough to believe we don't have them. We can accomplish this by speaking out loud to ourselves each day. It doesn't have to be the classic, "You're going to go out there and win today, Bob," stuff that we've heard and seen parodied throughout our life. However, it certainly can be. It can be as simple as reading some thank you notes from some other people, or just acknowledging out loud to yourself a strength. When we keep our strengths in front of us, it becomes hard to negate them when the excitement fades. Remember, you may be a plain ordinary dragon, but a dragon is an amazing creature, just like you. Thank you all for being here today. I hope this was helpful. I hope this touched base for you. I know it did for me. If you want to subscribe to the newsletter, please do go to plainordinarydragon.com/subscribe. And before we get out of here today, I want to say one more time, Podchaser. Podchaser is still doing that fundraiser. So if you go and review Plain Ordinary Dragon on Podchaser, for each review, they're going to give 25 cents to Meals on Wheels. And each time that we reply to a review, they will double it, make it 50 cents that they give to Meals on Wheels. And our podcast provider, Captivate, is going to match that additionally. So for every review that you put down on Podchaser from now until April 30th, and on Podchaser, you can do that not only for the show, but for each individual episodes. Do you know how many episodes Plain Ordinary Dragon has now? This is episode 51. It's quite the milestone, at least for me. And there are 50 different episodes that you can go write a review for just for Plain Ordinary Dragon and on Podchaser and get that money sent to Meals on Wheels. They're doing really great work right now. This is a really challenging time, and this is a free way for you to go out there and contribute. You can do it from your home. All you have to do is log on, go to podchaser.com, look for Plain Ordinary Dragon, and put a review in there. Put a review in for the show, put in a review for each individual episode, and I will respond to every single one of them so that we can maximize the money, the good work that we can do in the world. You can do it with me, but I need your help. And it's not just for Plain Ordinary Dragon. Any of your podcasts that you like or that you love, go do that. Go in there, get to an episode, write a short review. It doesn't have to be a paragraph. It doesn't have to be life-changing. It can be, "I love the show!" Exclamation point. "I love this message!" Exclamation point. There's lots of things you can do, and it doesn't take a lot of time, but it does provide some support to people who really, really need it, and they really need it right now. So please, 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 even if you're not reviewing Plain Ordinary Dragon, go out to Podchaser and review as many things as you can. I've been doing it too, because that is how we can contribute. Even when we're all locked inside, even when we're all sheltering in place, even when we don't have contact like we normally do, you can still do something. I can still do something. We can still do something, and we can do it together. Let's prove that we have the empathy that we need to be a human, to be humankind. Let's do that. I'll also put a link to Podchaser in the show notes, but I beg of you, please, go write some reviews. Let's help Meals on Wheels. Let's do what we can while we're in lockdown, or while, you know, I mean, we don't even have to be in lockdown. This is something that we should be able to do anytime. Support our creators, our podcasts, our artists. Support them by putting in the reviews that help the shows, and at the same time, donate. Let's do that. Let's do that. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to me, plainordinarydragon.com. You can reach out to me at plainodragon@gmail.com if you want to. And of course, we always, always love your feedback. So thank you so much for being here today. And remember, you might be plain and you might be ordinary, but you're a dragon, a mystical, amazing, magical creature, and you can do amazing things. And we cannot wait to hear your voice in this world that's so badly needs it.
When you work as a team, you've got to tend it.